2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Papa was a fishing man. Papa was a fishing man. He loved his cars and his steel guitars. Papa was a fishing man.
Here we go.
Tell you what, before we talk fishing, I mentioned that we're going to check in, as we always do, with Roger Ega from Bear River Lodge, and I'm sure I'm going to pick his brain a little bit about some of the fall color that he shared in his videos, his social media posts over the past couple of days up and around the areas of the cabins at Bear River Lodge. You were out on your bike this week, that storm probably chasing you. Where did you find, or did you find, color up where you usually hang out up Weber Canyon?
Well, we cycle three times a week. I'm still trying to keep up, you know, the old legs, got to get ready for ski season. So Gail and I have got back on our bikes once it cooled off. The heat's the only reason. And it's lovely. The temperatures now are great. We like to ride up above Morgan. And by the way, if you're looking for leaves, the best I have found without question is the pass between Immigration and East Canyon Dam. So if you head up Parley's and you turn there at what is the East Canyon turnoff, which is right there by the golf course there, and then, you know, head back north, or you can go up Immigration. That road connects there at Little Dell Reservoir. Go up that switchback, and oh my heavens, it's lovely. They got the, I think it's oak, bright red.
Oh,
I'm talking.
Wow.
Just bright, vibrant colors, you know, and there's still some conifers that are green. So, you know, the way they contrast, it's just a really good time. If you're looking for something close to Salt Lake to see leaves, just get up there. You can't miss.
I'll tell you what I like about the idea of riding the bike this time of year as well, and it, as much as the exercise, is you get more time to see the colors. In a car, you kind of have to, you know, power forward for a little ways, find a place to park, take some pictures, and then do it. If you're on the bike, you got lots of time to take all of that in.
Well, you know how much I love a bike, and I always say it's the best way to see Europe, which is on the ground.
Yeah.
But you know what, Tim? We got to move on, because I got people who tune into Fish Bites and not hear anything but cycling. They'll give me the business.
All right, then take care of your peeps here.
But, yeah, hey, get up there. That's a really close place, and the leaves are really looking good right now. Okay, so it's kind of a same issue, the transitioning of the season. This is what we call autumnal equinox.
Yeah.
It's when the equator's that's where the sun is. It's at the equator. It was up on us all summer. Now it's going to leave us, but it's exactly at the halfway point down to the southern side, 21 degrees south latitude in the end. But right now it's equal, and that makes everything transition. I mean, we have this exact mirror of the spring day, which is the same, the halfway point. And the fishing is going to get really good. In fact, if it's not really good, then you're not fishing in the right place. So everybody wants to know about the rivers, and I get that. You know, the river fishermen are really anxious to get back. My report on the Weber is it's finally turning green again. It's been so off color because of the height of the water and the rain and runoff. But right now it's a pretty green. It's going to get clear here in the next little while. The water is lower, finally lowering a little bit. But the contracts that they signed for the irrigation end on the 15th of October. Now, they have been known to end it early when we run out of water, but I'm looking at all the reservoirs as I ride my bikes, and they're all pretty dang full.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're going to do with the water, but you need to know that they only have to answer to the needs of the valley in regards to water until the 15th of October. And usually they shut it right down, and the fishing gets really good, and it transitions really nice with the temps. On Friday, that temperature was cool, and Thursday was exceedingly cool. That's done wonderful things for the fishing, not just the rivers. We're talking the lakes. So now you got the stratification of depth and temperature. That means the fish are going to more likely to congregate up in reachable. So they went right to the bottom in the summer, but now they're coming up. And they're trying to find that perfect temp. I say 18 feet is where you're going to find them, but you're also going to find them cruising the shallows, okay, looking for big calories. So this is a great time to get out to the lakes, and you're on the cusp of fishing the rivers. I'd wait a week, maybe, but you could surely catch them. And the weirdest thing is I'm still seeing hoppers. That's crazy this time of year. But, yeah, it's a good time to get out, and it's only going to get better. And the hardier you are, the better it's going to be. So don't be afraid of fishing in the fall. I prefer it significantly over the summer months. And with the leaves the way they are and the way they reflect on the water, you're going to get that zen feeling that I crave when I go fishing, because fall offers exactly what I want: pleasant, quiet, relatively sunny with beautiful scenery. The best. Quiet's the most important part.
You know, one of the days I will always remember, and part of it is because we documented it in video form, which I then produced fully on the back end, was a day you and I were just sitting there along the banks of the Madison. I think it was the last weekend before they closed things down at Yellowstone.
Correct.
And we were watching this fisherman out there in the water. I think he had a pipe in his mouth, didn't he?
Correct.
And just watching the steam coming up, I mean, It doesn't get any better than this time of year.
You know, Redford, when he was going up back in the days of Sundance, and he would see the Provo in the fall and see an angler halfway, thigh deep, and, you know, with a pipe or whatever. And he said it's the only time he could think of when a human actually enhanced the vision of nature. Because that fisherman had literally immersed himself in the scenery, in nature itself. And that's why we fly fish, because, you know, you can see nature from afar, you can see nature up close, but to be nature is to fly fish.
Well, we didn't know the guy. I don't know that we even talked to him,
no.
If I remember right. We didn't want to ruin his day, but just to sit there, and you and I were having this quiet conversation as you were putting another fly on, I think. But
yep.
It's the kind of experience that maybe don't think a lot about at that moment, but when you look back at it, especially if you documented it the way we did, it's one of those days you'll always remember in your life.
Yeah, it's like I say, you don't really know. You think you're after fish, but you're actually not. You're after a spiritual moment that exists within the river.
I love that. All right, here's another sure sign of the changing of the seasons. It's the waterfowl season upon us, and matter of fact, the youth hunt is only, what, a week or 10 days away now. Faith Jolly will join us from the Division of Wildlife Resources after we get a news update at the top of the hour. Don't forget, we have Cougar football today. Early pregame, 9 o'clock for a 1:30 kickoff as the Cougs start their Big 12 conference season against Kansas, the Jayhawks, here on the home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.